Hi everyone, this is Mariana with the QBio team, and today we're with Sophia Siegel-Pasek, founder and CEO of Uniphage. Thank you so much for being here today, Sophia.
Hey Mariana, thank you so much for having me here today, and thank you for this opportunity to share more about Uniphage and what we are doing.
Of course, it's a pleasure to have you. So to jump right in, what innovation are you working on, and how long have you been developing your product?
We've been working on Uniphage for the past 2.5 years. Specifically, we are working on developing safe and efficient biological bactericides and fungicides. It's those kinds of compounds that are used to control bacterial and fungal diseases, in our case, in plant agriculture. Specifically, because the currently used fungicides and bactericides are often ineffective, and they are also toxic for humans and the environment, which is why it's our mission to develop the bactericides and fungicides that actually work and that are safe.
Thank you so much for sharing the cause. What about your work with Uniphage makes you passionate?
You know, when I realized that more than 9 in 10 people in our country have dangerous pesticides in our bodies, and this is partially the case because we continue pouring tons of dangerous pesticides into the environment to try to control infectious diseases in crops, because at least 1/3 of all crops is lost to bacterial and fungal diseases. So just to put it all together, in the US, at least 9 in 10 people have dangerous pesticides in our bodies. And despite this fact, we still continue pouring tons of dangerous compounds into the environment to try to control diseases that still kill more than 1/3 of all crops. In summary, those compounds practically are not really effective, and then they're also really dangerous because they're linked to cancer, Alzheimer's disease, birth defects, and many more dangerous conditions. So, you know, when I wake up in the morning and I think, hey, do I have to go to lab again? Or do I have to talk to investors? Or do I have to pitch? I do have just so much motivation because I realize that I want to use this company and this opportunity to break this really important and really damaging vicious cycle where we continue using the ineffective and dangerous compounds against the problem that really has to be solved, and we can't solve it. So fundamentally, I just really do care about solving this problem with a sustainable means to not have to use those dangerous compounds. So to summarize, what really motivates me is this big goal of creating safe and efficient microbial bactericides and pesticides that will allow us to replace the dangerous chemicals that currently go on our foods and that are dangerous for us and for the environment, and that will also help control infectious diseases in agriculture. So basically killing those two birds with one stone and solving one of the most important problems that the humanity currently faces.
Thanks for sharing the insight on your passions. Do you have any tips or advice for aspiring biotech entrepreneurs?
I would say that everyone is at really different positions to decide on whether they want to pursue entrepreneurship in biotech, or whether they have some technology to commercialize by this point, which is specifically applicable to people who have been in academia for a long time. But as one advice, I would probably say that you just should decide on whether you want to be doing it for a long time, and you really need to decide it for yourself, because it's a long-term commitment and you need to be completely sure that you're really passionate about the problem and you believe that your solution is truly the right one to solve it.
Thanks for sharing the advice. And hey, Sophia, do you have any specific advice for aspiring biotech founders in a position that you were in not so long ago, for those graduating from university that aren't sure what to pursue in the field?
I would say that it's probably a little bit more difficult for those who are not working on spin-offs. By a little bit more difficult, I mean difficult in one way and not as difficult in many other ways, because generally for people just graduating, especially from college, we do not have, for example, to worry about as many people. We have to build our own future and we do have a lot of freedom to explore. But at the same time, we do have some uncertainty and we often do not have patents or technology that we can just use from the university or that we previously developed that we can commercialize now. So in these kinds of circumstances, I would definitely say think twice about whether you have something truly solid to work on and to commercialize, and emphasize the thought about commercialization as opposed to just cool research, because commercializing something, selling it and building a business is really different from doing cool research.
Thank you so much, Sophia, for sharing your advice. And thank you so much for everyone listening. It was a pleasure having you.
Thank you for having me.